Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A baby is in the hospital with a gunshot wound, and two adults are dead after an incident in Fayetteville. WRAL's Michael Grace will join us from the police station with what we've learned overnight.
And breaking news out of Nash County, a grandmother is now charged with murder after an 8-year-old girl was beaten to death. Laura Levine will join us live with what we've learned overnight.
Plus, a judge will decide whether authorities can release body cam video from the death of a man in Raleigh police custody. We'll break down what questions that video could answer if its release is approved. A lot of important stories to tell you about on this Wednesday morning. Yeah. Oh, I almost forgot. I almost was going to take us back to Tuesday. Nope. It is Wednesday, and weather-wise, it's going to be beautiful. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Ogden. Yeah, this will be easy to get over the hump today with the way the weather's going to turn out. Elizabeth Gardner of the WRAL Severe Weather Center. 47, not bad right now.
Super day. Yesterday, we started off close to freezing, even some upper 20s. We're much warmer than that today. Our wind will be coming out of the west, which will be a warm flow for us. And again, that 47 feels nice. Skies are clear. Beautiful moon out there. It was full on Sunday night, but it's still nice and big out there. Beautiful. Our temperatures are in the 40s across the viewing area. Almost 50 here in Southern Pines. 49, 44 Goldsboro, 47 Rocky Mount, 43 in Roxboro. A big change from yesterday. We're anywhere from, well, not very much of a big change in Clinton, just one, but around 10 to almost 20 degrees warmer this morning than it was this time yesterday. We'll be in the 40s through the morning. We jump on up to 68 by lunchtime. Look at that. We're almost getting into that time of year where maybe you want to spend your lunch hour outside today anyway, especially because we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, and we do bump up to 72 for our high this afternoon. Tomorrow, we'll be seeing 70s as well, but then we transition to a wetter pattern. And I'll tell you what, each day that we get closer to the weekend, it looks wetter. I'll show you what the current thinking is.
Right now to breaking news we have been following overnight. A six-month-old baby is in the hospital and two adults are dead after a shooting in Fayetteville. Michael Grace is in the WRAL breaking news tracker at the police department in Fayetteville. Michael, police were at that home where this happened until almost 3:30 this morning, right?
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And the first thing I asked was just if we could get any updates on that baby girl, but still waiting to hear from the public information officer. And they did. We do know, though, that the baby girl had multiple gunshot wounds. Those two adults were dead once police arrived. And I want to get you to this video from the scene last night. This all happened inside a home near Lagoon Drive on Bunks Road, and you can see the massive scene all around the house. The road was even shut down in both directions at one point, and our team who was there, they said that they could hear people crying and screaming in the area, and the neighbors they spoke with said there's been a number of shootings in the area over the past few months. This particular shooting is still under investigation, and again, we're still working with the public information officer to get any updates on that baby girl and learn if police have a suspect at this time. Live in Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Just hours after his State of the Union address, President Biden will be heading to Wisconsin today to tout his economic plan. Last night's address was Biden's first to a divided Congress. Throughout his speech, Biden highlighted record job creation as the country emerged from the pandemic. He highlighted bipartisanship and his record of working with Republicans, saying there's no reason they can't work together.
And to my Republican friends, if we could work together the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress. Fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere. That's always been my vision of our country, and I know it's many of yours. To restore the soul of this nation, to rebuild the backbone of America, America's middle class.
President Biden also vowed to stand up to China after controversy over the suspected spy balloon. He also says the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine as the war there with Russia nears the one-year anniversary.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders delivered the GOP response to the president's address. She says the president just doesn't get it.
The Biden administration seems more interested in woke fantasies than the hard reality Americans face every day.
Sanders served as White House press secretary under President Donald Trump. In about 10 minutes, we'll hear what Trump had to say about the State of the Union address.
Today, a judge will decide whether authorities can release body cam footage from the death of a man Raleigh police had in custody. WRL's Naya Harden joins us from the Raleigh Police Department right now with what questions that video could answer if its release is approved. Naya?
Yeah, if this judge approves this video to be released, we could see this Friday. That's according to the city manager who told the city council that yesterday the five-day report from police detailed the interaction between police and Darrell Williams. We spoke to a law expert about what we could expect to see once the footage is released. He says based on the report from police, it will be chaos and it will be fast.
It will probably show the initial approach to Mr. Williams in that parking lot as they're doing the proactive patrol. And then you'll get to see that interaction. And then I think at that point in time, that's when you're going to see it turn into just chaos.
Now, officers used a taser on Darrell Williams several times before he died. They say Williams resisted arrest and ran from police after officers saw drugs and alcohol in his car. Several community activists have spoken against the handling of the arrest, and the SBI continues with their criminal investigation. And we will let you know what the court's decision is going to be on this once they put that out. Naya Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
North Carolina lawmakers will discuss a bill today that would increase penalties for damaging property while rioting. The bill is expected to pass committee votes and advance to the full House for a vote today. It calls for steeper charges for people who use a weapon, hurt someone, or damage property during a riot. Opponents say it aims to deter people from exercising First Amendment rights. Governor Roy Cooper vetoed a similar bill last year. Advocacy groups, including the ACLU of North Carolina, plan to speak out against the bill today.
New overnight, a 10-year-old girl was rescued after being buried in rubble for 2 days after Monday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey. Her grandfather was overcome with emotion as crews loaded her into an ambulance. Crews are racing now to find more survivors and help the injured as the death toll rises now to over 9,000 people.
It is 4:37. The person accused of stealing monkeys from a zoo in Dallas has been arrested. The other crime police say the man has admitted to and what he says he'll do if he gets out of jail.
Also, a shortage of beds for mental health patients is a major problem in North Carolina. We'll show you how a new system could cut wait times in half. Plus, it's going to be a beautiful day out there. Our rain chances increase by the end of the week into the weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will show us how wet the weekend could be looking next.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:40. It's a beautiful morning. Our skies are clear. We've got a big, beautiful moon out there, and our temperatures are warmer than yesterday. We started off in the 20s to low 30s yesterday morning. Look at this, 47 in Rocky Mount, Durham. It's 43 right now in Fayetteville. We have a pretty day in our forecast, too. Heading out the door, maybe a jacket. We're going to see temperatures climbing into the 70s, so definitely a day to dress in layers with mostly sunny skies. Walking the dog this morning, not bad at all, but if it's between walking in the morning and walking in the evening, you want to pick the evening. Look at this. We climbed to 72 in the middle of the afternoon, and at 5 o'clock, we're still seeing temperatures at 68. Our warming trend continues toward the end of the week, but our chance of rain starts to go up at that point. We'll talk about how much we could see coming up.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is making a surprise visit to London today. In this surprise trip, Zelensky will meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. He'll also visit Ukrainian troops who are being trained by British forces, and he'll also address Parliament. UK Prime Minister Sunak says his country will expand training to fighter pilots and Marines while also promising a long-term investment in Ukraine's military. Sunak called Zelensky's visit a testament to the unbreakable friendship between two countries. Police in Dallas say the man accused of stealing monkeys from a zoo there says he will take more animals if he gets out of jail. Police say Davion Irvin admitted to taking two tamarin monkeys from the Dallas Zoo last month. Those animals were later found in a closet at a home. Police also say the 24-year-old admitted to cutting the fenced enclosure for a leopard at the zoo earlier in the month. He was arrested last week after employees at the Dallas World Aquarium say he was asking questions about their monkeys.
Overnight, former President Donald Trump released a rebuttal video to President Biden's 2023 State of the Union address. Trump is calling it the real State of the Union.
He's leading us to the brink of World War III, and on top of all of that, he's the most corrupt president in American history, and it's not even close.
The Trump 2024 campaign has been regularly releasing policy videos since he announced his candidacy in November of 2022. He talked about issues including immigration, the economy, and transgender rights.
Investigators have identified the man they believe is behind a road rage incident in Durham. Deputies are looking for Ira Thorpe. They say he's the driver seen in this Audi that you're about to see. Surveillance camera video captured the encounter at the Handy Hugo's off Highway 70 near Pleasant Drive. And you can see a man firing shots at a car with people nearby. If you've seen Thorpe or know where he may be, call the Durham County Sheriff's Office.
New video gives us more information about two men found shot to death in a car in Henderson. A neighbor gave WRL this surveillance video, which shows two people running from the scene. Investigators say it appears the victims were shot from inside the car. The mayor there says police are looking at whether this incident was connected to another shooting. Authorities have not mentioned any suspects.
More people in our state need care for behavioral health issues, and a new state tool can help. The new system can shorten the emergency room wait time for some patients. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services created BH Scan. It's a centralized registry of all of the open beds for behavioral health patients. Hospitals and care centers can pinpoint where a bed is available for a patient.
So you might be a hospital, your beds are filled up. You've got people in your emergency department waiting for a bed. You can go on there and look at other facilities in the state to see if they might perchance have a bed or a facility-based crisis center that has a bed.
The tool also reduces administrative time for hospitals searching for an open bed. Local hospitals, including Duke, Wake Med, and UNC, are participating. Doctors say there's been a major uptick in behavioral health patients over the last couple of months.
A breakthrough for women suffering from postpartum depression. A first-of-its-kind pill is being reviewed by the FDA. The medication is an antidepressant. It targets receptors in the brain that control signaling in the central nervous system. The FDA could approve the new drug by August. The National Institute of Health says around 1 in 7 women experience postpartum depression after giving birth, which can make it difficult for moms to bond with their babies. It can also cause anxiety and panic attacks.
A bill requiring schools to inform parents if a student chooses to use a different name or gender is now heading to the House. The state Senate voted along party lines yesterday to approve the measure. Critics say it puts a target on the backs of LGBTQ students. Supporters say the bill is necessary because schools are keeping secrets from parents when it comes to transgender children and encouraging them to keep secrets as well. Sponsor Senator Amy Gailey said there is no confidential relationship between a teacher and a student that the parents shouldn't know about.
Parents are the primary decision makers with respect to their minor children, not their school or even the children themselves.
We all want to solve problems for our constituents. But first, we should do no harm. This bill does harm. Full stop.
Senator Lisa Grafstein is the only LGBTQ member of the state Senate. She and other opponents say the bill will make LGBTQ kids more isolated and put them at greater risk of bullying or suicide.
Breaking news, a grandmother will be in a Nash County court this morning facing a murder charge in the death of her 8-year-old granddaughter. The Nash County Sheriff's Office announced the arrest of 72-year-old Patricia Ann Ricks just before midnight. She's charged with first-degree murder and felony child abuse with serious injury. Authorities say the 8-year-old girl was brought to the ER at Nash UNC Healthcare about 4 yesterday afternoon with severe injuries. She was pronounced dead on arrival. The sheriff's office says its investigation found the girl had been beaten so severely by her grandmother that she died from the injuries. Ricks was the girl's legal guardian along with several other siblings at a home on Dutchman Road in Nashville. The other siblings are now in the custody of Nash County Social Services. City of Raleigh will host the next in its series of discussions about housing tonight. The Missing Middle Initiative would change zoning to add more duplexes, townhomes, and small apartments. Tonight's meeting will be virtual. You can register on the city's website.
Feeling pleasant out there right now in the 40s and walking into work, Elizabeth, I could see the moon there lighting up the clouds. Hopefully a pretty sunrise.
I think we'll see a pretty sunrise. It was so pretty. I saw it too, just kind of hanging over the building as we were walking in. Right now we're looking at just a lovely morning. Just a tiny bit of a breeze. Our wind is fairly calm. Our winds will start to pick up later today and tomorrow and usher in even more warmth, bringing us to nearly record highs for Thursday. Right now we're looking at clear skies over downtown Raleigh. The temperature 47. We'll hold it in the 40s all the way up until around 9 a.m. And look at how quickly we jump from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We jump from 52 to 63 on our way into the 70s for highs this afternoon. 72 Fayetteville, as well as Raleigh and Durham, Goldsboro and Rocky Mount, 69 Roxboro and South Hill, 72 and Southern Pine. So a very warm afternoon as our normals are in the mid-50s. You can see all this warm up, how many states across the country are seeing warmer than normal temperatures. Warmer than normal is there in the darker reds, and especially the darker it gets, the warmer it gets. But we do have some colder air that's back to the west, and that's going to filter in as we get into the weekend as we change our pattern and turn wetter. And we're going to talk more about that coming up. 54 is our normal high, 72 today, 73 tomorrow. And then our temperatures begin to drop, especially for the weekend, just 53 Saturday and 49 on Sunday. But it looks wet both days. As a matter of fact, it looks wet on Friday as well. So enjoy today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's 73 will be very close to the record of 74. And in Fayetteville, we could tie it. 75, and their previous record was 75. The spring leaf index anomaly shows us how early we are with the leaves popping out on the trees in the spring. And look at how much of the southeast is as much as 20 days early. That's significant. That's 3 weeks early. We take a closer look, and you can see from the triangle area eastward and down to the south, that's where it looks like our spring leaves may come a lot earlier. There are a couple reasons for that. Of course, as we talk about our climate and crisis series, we're always talking about the differences in the last 50 years or so. In the last around 50 years, we've seen 23 fewer nights on average per year that are below freezing. So our nights are warmer, our days are warmer as well. And of course, that leads to some problems. It seems great. I mean, we're all going to enjoy. I mean, I will speak for myself. We'll enjoy these 70s the next couple of days, but it's 20 degrees above normal. So that means that we have a longer mosquito season. We do have earlier blooms, which means an earlier pollen season, and that one gets me. Less snow for outdoor recreation in the mountains. Let's talk a little bit more about this rain. We're going to see the rain Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've had to continue each day to extend the rain into the weekend. And there's a possibility that it turns cold enough as that ends for there to be a little wintry mix. We'll talk about some of that potential coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. This is a bit of a sticky situation for a little girl in Pennsylvania.
She was still able to eat and drink while she had this tin around her.
Yeah, how firefighters were able to get her head out of that cake tin.
Oh, that sweet thing. Plus, the sea lion in Arizona makes its prediction for this year's Super Bowl winner. We'll show you which team he has confidence in next.
And we're following breaking news from overnight. A baby is in the hospital with a gunshot wound, and two adults are dead after an incident in Fayetteville. We'll check back in with WRL's Michael Grace, who is working to get more information right now.
Husband and wife filmmakers Alison Brie and Dave Franco have a new film debuting on Prime Video this week. Rick Damigella reports.
You know, I'm just visiting my old haunts on the off chance I might run into an ex from 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah? How many have you run into so far?
An old romance is rekindled in Somebody I Used to Know.
So thank you to the bride and groom for giving us a reason to celebrate. To Sean and Cassidy. Cheers.
We follow my character, Allie, who is a bit of a workaholic, back to her hometown where she runs into an ex-boyfriend played by Jay Ellis. They have immediate chemistry, but then she finds out that he's getting married that weekend to Kiersey Clemons' character, Cassidy, and she decides to stay and shake things up a little bit.
You're not going to pull some Julia Roberts, my best friend's wedding type, are you?
What? No.
The movie is the latest collaboration between Alison Brie and director husband Dave Franco.
It's just nice to have that support system with me every step of the way where, you know, directing is insane. And there are moments where I get in my own head and I start spinning out. And so it's invaluable to have her there with me to remind me that things are going well and just to be a shoulder to lean on.
Dave really created this
environment where we all felt safe and supported, and we've been saying that it felt like an actual wedding celebration weekend.
As Dave talked about it, and I could hear how important it was to him, like, it was just so great to see that it actually happened once we got to set.
I need to see this through, whatever it is.
You mean, like, with you and the groom?
I mean, we can just call him Sean.
In Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
Firefighters in Pennsylvania freed a little girl who got herself into a jam. A mother called 911 Monday after her two-year-old daughter got her head stuck in an angel food cake pan with its middle section removed. Firefighters used snip tools to cut the pan in two pieces, allowing them to get the girl's head out.
She wore it kind of like a shawl around her shoulders until the firemen got there. She was a trooper.
It's all fun and games, right? The girl's just fine, and her mom is thanking firefighters for doing such a great job.
Gotta love that toddler curiosity. Good news for Philadelphia Eagles fans. Crockett, a sea lion at an Arizona aquarium, predicts that the birds will take home their second Super Bowl win this Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. Cardinals kicker Matt Prater joined Crockett for his decision, tossing two water toys with the team's colors in the pool. The rest was up to Crockett. The sea lion ultimately swimming back with its pick for the championship, the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll see how accurate it is. Taking a live look at the nation's capital this morning, President Biden will hit the road to highlight his economic plan following last night's State of the Union address, how he honored the hero who helped stop a mass shooting in California last month.
Also, we're following breaking news from overnight. A baby is in the hospital with a gunshot wound, and two adults are dead after an incident in Fayetteville. We'll check in with WRO's Michael Grace, who is working to get more information.